Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Beach Boys shit galore.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to the second part of our tribute to the late Brian Wilson. Rest in power. Had some wonderful calls yesterday, and we've got some wonderful ones today. I want to thank everybody who contributed very, very much. And we're going to get to that first one when we're going to hear from our friend Craig Rosen out there in Porter Ranch, California, in just a second. But before we do, I want to do one small piece of business here. As you know, the passing of Sly Stone and Brian Wilson has sent us all for a little bit of a loop. And we've let May New Music slide a little bit down the calendar this month. But we are going to start it on June 24th. That's right, June 24th. So if you could please get in your submissions by Sunday, June 22nd, by the end of the day, Sunday, midnight, Sunday, June 22nd. That's the deadline for May New Music. We'd really appreciate it. And of course, those of you who've already sent it in, I thank you very, very much. Always look forward to that week. And with that said, I want to tell you that this is going to be another really good tribute to Brian Wilson, and we're going to get it started right now. I'm going to go over and get the old TDK threaded up, all the contributions. Craig Rosen sent his in via mail on a TDK cassette from London. And here it is, Craig Rosen discussing the late, great Brian Wilson.
Hey, Jim, Patrick, Rockin' the Suburbs community. It's an experiment. Hopefully you can hear me okay. I'm the chronic multitasker, and I'm here cleaning my pool. A pool boy, gonna talk about a beach boy. Sad day, sad week, first Sly Stone, and then Brian Wilson. Both were tragic, but Brian Wilson was really a gut punch to me because, you know, I literally grew up listening to the Beach Boys. I can remember we had some sort of greatest hits single disc. I meant to actually look upstairs to see if I still have this record, but it was a single disc vinyl greatest hits record that, you know, I'm not even sure. I think it might have been my brother's. I don't know if it was mine, but don't tell him I said that, because if it's in my collection, I'm holding on to it. But anyway, I remember listening to that Saturdays. I have a distinct memory of listening to that on Saturdays when I got home from religious school, and we would eat hot dogs for lunch. It's so weird that whole thing is etched in my brain, and it had all the usual, you know, the typical Beach Boys hits, 409, Fun, 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 Surfing USA, et cetera, all the big hits, but it was just a single disc record. And, you know, I listened to that, you know, for a while, every Saturday, like I said. I think it was before I had many records myself, and, you know, I was probably 9 or 10 or something. And then, of course, years later, you know, as a teenager, there was that two-record set, Endless Summer, that was released in the 70s. And I know that it's weird because I don't know if we had a copy of that. I later got a copy because it was a number one album, but it's a pretty iconic record. And that, you know, a little more depth because it's two records, so you get a little further variety. But it was later, you know, in the 80s and probably 90s a little bit, you know, when I worked at Bill, when I started listening to, you know, cool bands, and you'd see, you know, interviews and Peter Buck talking about Surf's Up and Pet Sounds and everything. And, you know, I discovered those records. And later, you know, when I worked at Billboard, all those things were being reissued. And, you know, it's funny, like on a personal level, a strange thing. I hear a dog barking right now in the background. I don't know if you can hear that, but it's very pet sounds. But anyway, like years later, when my wife and I got married, we got married in Santa Barbara, and we go to the hotel we got married at every year. It's going to be our 35th anniversary this year. And like Pet Sounds was sort of like the official record of Santa Barbara, or that going to Santa Barbara every year. I don't think I had a Pet Sounds song played at our wedding, but after that, I was always listening to it during that, you know, those few days or whatever that we'd go to Santa Barbara, still to this day. And it just like fit the mood and the vibe. And right near that hotel, which is on Cabrillo Street in Santa Barbara, right across from the beach, there are train tracks that run like kind of right near the hotel behind it. So you would hear the train passing through there, just like you do on the record. And, you know, just like those songs, Wouldn't It Be Nice, God Only Knows, they're just incredible. Could I ever find in you again things that made me love you so much then? Bring them back once they have gone. Oh, Carolina. Such an iconic album. And I can only think of, you know, like one other record that I have for special occasions, and it's flying. Whenever I go to an airport and whenever I'm going to board a plane, I tend to listen to REM's Up, because, you know, hey, it starts with Airport Man. I don't know if other people have records that, you know, they listen to constantly for like special occasions, but I have those two, Pet Sounds on my anniversary and Up whenever I travel by air. What else can I say? I did get the opportunity to interview Brian Wilson, when I worked at Billboard. And it's kind of strange. It was kind of a dopey project. I think they were doing some song for Baywatch or something in 1995. I just like looked it up, and I actually found it Googling it. I got to look for the tape. But it was, I mean, as much of it being an honor to and exciting to interview Brian Wilson, it was also kind of a bummer, because it's just sad, because he, you know, to see like this, even back then, he wasn't in the best shape. I mean, the poor guy just had an awful life, you know, with the, you know, the abuse of his father and the drugs and, you know, the toll of fame and whatever other demons he was fighting. But I met him at a restaurant in Malibu where there was a piano, and there was some TV show also shooting. I think it might have been like Entertainment Tonight or something. And, you know, while they were getting ready for the shoot, Brian's wife, I think it was Melinda at the time, came over and was combing his hair. And it was kind of like sad and pathetic, you know, just like that she had to do that for him. And it really reminded me, my son was very young, you know, I think he was like 2 years old at the time. And it reminded me of my wife combing my, you know, toddler son's hair. You know, I mean, that's how sort of like helpless and pathetic he seemed. But, you know, still, all that incredible music that he delivered, and, you know, I did see him a few times, you know, with his solo band, and I believe I also saw him with the Beach Boys, at least once, I think. You know, it's kind of confusing when, because they, you know, split up into two camps. A lot of times Brian didn't perform with the Beach Boys, and in the latter, they did have a reunion at one point. So I think I saw him both solo, with his solo band, and with the Beach Boys at one point. But I just wanted to reach out and share that. Hopefully, you know, there's some value in that. And RIP to the great Brian Wilson. I know my anniversary, or our anniversary, is coming up in July. And you can bet that I will be listening to Pet Sounds once again. All right, everybody, take care. I hope to see you at Suburbs Fest, although I haven't booked any of my travel or made any plans, because I'm going on a big trip first, and I can't even think about the other thing until I finish this one. Oh, well. All right, take care, everybody. Hope I didn't ramble too much. Bye. I keep looking for a place to fit in where I can speak my mind. And I've been trying hard to find the people that I won't leave behind. They say I got brains.
What's up, everybody? It's Mackenzie Crenshaw. It's been so long since I've sent anything into the show. My life is very crazy. I do a lot of things and I get distracted. And sometimes I'll be like, I should send this, and then I don't. But this, I had to do this, right? Brian Wilson died. I'm in mourning, as I joked with some of my coworkers. I've got Beach Boys tattoos. I've got all their albums on vinyl. I've got box sets. I've got books in my apartment. I've got posters. I've got Beach Boys shit galore. And it's because Brian Wilson's music was such an important part of my transition into adulthood. Like, as a 19, 20, 21-year-old, feeling lost, not knowing what I wanted to do, having anxiety, but also being so excited to be an adult. Like, all of that is wrapped up in the Beach Boys music and in the music that Brian Wilson created. Pet Sounds, I don't want to beat the Pet Sounds horse. The think pieces on Pet Sounds have been coming out all week. You don't need to listen to me talk about it, but I will say Pet Sounds, of course, showed me the possibilities of popular music, but also gave myself like a mirror into somebody else who was experiencing the same things that I did and had managed to capture it in really beautiful music. And I'm always grateful and will always be grateful to Brian Wilson for that. But what I want to offer you is a Beach Boys fan, as a deep Beach Boys fan, is to go look at some of their deep cuts and some of the albums that I think can get lost in the mix that really show how great Brian's mind was, how great his songwriting was, and allowed him to express himself through his own struggles with addiction and mental health. And so the first one is Summer Days and Summer Nights, which is a pre-Pet Sounds album, 1965. And one of my favorite, not just Beach Boys songs, but one of my favorite songs on that album is Let 'Em Run Wild. It shows you, one, that he was 100% going to make Pet Sounds, but it also is just so good. I could listen to that song on repeat forever and ever and ever. So, first recommendation. Second recommendation is Sunflower, which is from 1970. It's also just a great album through and through. Really is there mature, all of the members of the Beach Boys were maturing, and I think that comes out in a lot of the work there. You see Carl Wilson kind of having a more prominent role, not just as a singer, but in producing, and Brian really collaborating with his brothers, which is lovely. And so also listen to Sunflower. That's my recommendation as a Beach Boys fan. I want to keep this very short because I could rant and rant and rant, but much thanks to Brian. I am very much indebted to him, as I think all of us are, all music fans are, all musicians are. I hope he is resting easy. I'm going to make more voice memos, hopefully, in the future. But until next time, bye. The Sunday morning gospel goes good with the soul. There's blues, folk, and country, and rock like a rolling stone. The world could come together as one if everybody under the sun had some.
Good morning, Rockin' and Suburbs fans. This is Peter Nordgren coming to you from beautiful Cornucopia, Wisconsin, with a memory of Brian Wilson. He's been called the Mozart of our times, and I think that's a very appropriate analogy. I've seen Brian a number of times over the years, since about 2000. And I saw the Beach Boys without Brian a couple of times starting in 1976. The occasion I remember most is at the time that Brian had released his That Lucky Old Son album. Lucky Old Son was what he did after he worked with Darian Sahanaja to complete Smile. And it's a tribute and love letter to Los Angeles and the world that Brian grew up in. The tour featured a collection of slides, historical slides, both of L.A. and of the Wilson family. But I went to the concert with my son, Eric, who was approaching his late 20s, early 30s at that time. And the thing that really stuck with me was when the band had completed playing the That Lucky Old Son album in full, they took a break and they came back and Brian sat down at the keyboard and immediately dove into Johnny Be Good. The thing I remember is how excited and joyful Eric was to hear Brian give tribute to the roots of one part of the Beach Boys music and the roots of rock and roll. That's Chuck Berry. So I will always remember that joy that we shared in hearing Brian play his heart out, really, and share all the good things that he found in life. Love and mercy, Brian. Sail on.
Before we all get kicked out of here, we're going to do one more for you. Let's go.
Hello, this is Mike Wagner. I'd like to share my thoughts on Brian Wilson. Anybody who talks to me for a while about music, usually I get around pretty quickly to talking about Pet Sounds. Of course, Brian will be remembered for a lot of things, but Pet Sounds is clearly the pinnacle, to my view, of what he did and him at his finest. Obviously, Brian had a lot of problems in his life, and to my view, unfortunately, Brian was never quite the same after Pet Sounds. Why? You know, who knows? I think the response to the album and dealing with his band, the people in his band, took quite a toll on him, and it just, for whatever reason, you know, he made this unworldly masterpiece. To my view, it's... And when people ask me my favorite albums, it's in the top three. There's really nothing quite like it. I mean, there's tons of people trying to redo Sgt. Pepper. There's tons of people trying to redo Exile, and there's tons of other people, you know, trying to recreate certain albums or have it, you know, being clearly influenced. And yeah, you can hear people influenced by Pet Sounds, but there's literally nothing else like it. It's you know, one of the literally handful of albums that is just a singular achievement. My personal favorite song is Wouldn't It Be Nice. And I'd just like to take a few minutes and go through a few things that from Wouldn't It Be Nice, and just to show you kind of like what Brian was like. And first I want to play a little selection from the tracking section of Wouldn't It Be Nice that you can get with the Pet Sounds 5 CD disc set, I think it was. I bought it back in the day, and I'm one of those people who listen to all the vocal tracks and all the instrument tracks and all the tracking tracks, and I would listen to it about once a year. Every once in a while, I'll kind of go to the song and still listen to them and just marvel at them. But I just wanted you to hear like what Brian was like in the studio, because I think it's just hilarious.
Here we go. Wouldn't It Be Nice? Take one. Start like that. Hal, here's how I want to do it. Take it, it's like this. Boom! 2, 3, 4, okay? First beat on the last bar of the intro. You'll go boom, 2, 3, 4, and then start the song, right? Let's come in with those. Here we go, come on.
And he's like that. If you listen to all the tracking sessions, he's just sort of constantly directing people, and he's got it all. What's amazing is he's got it all in his head, and there's no guide tracks for this. They're just doing just the instrumentals then, and when, because, you know, famously the Beach Boys, the rest of the band is out on tour and he's back in the studio making the album, they come back and they hear all this stuff and they're just going to do the vocals. So that's just incredible. Speaking of the vocals, his vocal arrangements are second to nobody. And I just want to play the section of the vocal, the beginning part of just the vocals for Wouldn't It Be Nice. They're just so majestic. I just love them so much.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older? Then we wouldn't have to wait so long. And wouldn't it be nice to live together in the kind of world where we belong? You know it's gonna make it that much better when we can say goodnight and stay together. Wouldn't it be nice if we could wake up in the morning when the day is new, and after having spent the day together, hold each other close the whole night through? For happy times together we've been spending, I wish that every kiss was never ending. Oh, wouldn't it be nice?
I get chills just that time again after I've heard this song. You know, how many times I listen. Like, this is on regular rotation for me. I listen to Pet Sounds quite constantly. And the last thing I want to feature is this outtake from when Brian... Because Brian was just so not like anybody else. He didn't know. He didn't function like you and I do. And I know several people I've talked to who listen to the podcast. We've chatted about going to see Brian in later years, and he's just not there. You know, you see him, and it's heartbreaking. Because I saw him. You know, he came and he was doing Pet Sounds, and I thought, well, I guess he's okay, because you obviously know about the stuff with this doctor, and he had problems and on and on. And he came out, and he was just, you're just like, this is a person who's not all there, and it's sad, and it was heartbreaking watching him. And I was like, I'm never going back again. As much as I love him, but I'm glad I saw him that one time, although I could have lived without it, because it still breaks my heart when I think about it. Just to give you, like, he didn't know. He was just so innocent, and he just thought of stuff, and he just said it. He wasn't like some people, you know, like they're all like, I'm different and I'm unique and blah, blah, blah. And they're not, you know, they're trying to be. Brian was, and he couldn't help it. And to his own, you know, who knows what he had to put up with his life from it. And, just this little bit is just so, so endearing. And it's Brian talking when they're making the final track. For the final track on Pet Sounds, there's the dogs barking, and he had other animals. And this is that little snippet from, and I just think it's hilarious. and I'll leave you with it. Just the part where he says, the best part, it'd be so bitching if my horse was in here. It's just fantastic. So thank you, Brian. It was a little difficult when I saw it, although, you know, he lived as full a life as he possibly could. But man, what a legacy.
Hey, Chuck, is it possible we can bring a horse in here without, if we don't screw anything up?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, honest to God, the horse is tame. Can we bring him in? Would you all right?
Just bring his trainer along behind him.
I got to bring my horse. Can you get it today? Get it down here. We'll stay here. I got to run a trailer. I'll be here till 3. You can do it.
No way.
Brian? My horse would be so bitching in here.
Why not? You know what you do?
Pictures of a horse in the studio. Oh, just the pictures. Come on, Louis.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Strange thing, I hear a dog barking right now in the background. I don't know if you can hear that, but it's very pet sounds.